Most of us know the Nature Conservancy locally as the stewardship organization of a large parcel of real estate covering Warm Springs Mountain. Nationally, it works through policymakers, scientists, educators, and citizens. In honor of Earth Day, which was Sunday, I'm sharing an abbreviated version of the Nature Conservancy's Everyday Sustainability Guide. Their guide is made up of 7 easy-to-take, good-for-our-planet steps. They report these are some of the most straightforward things we can do in our everyday lives to make a real difference. Number 1. Leave the all-or-nothing mindset behind. The writers describe how going green is not actually a drastic change, but is made up of paying closer attention to our habits, small steps, and sometimes even changing just one behavior. Finding your one thing that you can do and sticking to it is what makes the difference. Don't do nothing just because you can't do everything. Number 2, reduce food waste. 92% of water consumed across the globe goes into food and fiber. 24% of greenhouse gases come from agriculture and the deforestation it requires. Roughly a third of all food produced for humans gets wasted. In our remote rural areas, it's not possible to shop for only what you use before it goes bad. TNC's list offers a variety of ways to use leftovers and switch up recipes to get the most from what you either bring home or harvest. Number 3, choose vacations closer to home. Flying less is the number one thing anyone can do to help combat climate change. In the Allegheny Highlands, where getting to an airport is sometimes half the trip, this is an easy one. The carbon emissions from air travel are huge. Knowing that people from all over travel here for their vacations reminds us we live in a vacation land when we're not at work. The suggestions include just getting an hour or two away can still feel like a different world when you change your scenery and explore some treasures in your own backyard. Number 4, shut down hidden power hogs. Our appliances use power even when they're turned off. There are many options now for electrical outlets that shut down the passive energy, ranging from handheld remote controlled to sophisticated apps, which let you monitor your energy use. Number 5, eat more plant-based foods. Veggies, grains, and foods made from them have a lower carbon footprint than meat. TNC's list taught me a new term, pulses. These are high-protein foods with lowest environmental impact, like beans, lentils, and peas. Some need to be combined with a grain to make a complete protein, and others stand alone. Number 6, seal up energy stealers. This goes all the way back to Ben Franklin and a penny saved is a penny earned, and just happens to be good for the planet, too. Quite simply, insulate and caulk your home. If you were to get a fancy energy audit for the building you live in, it would be the first recommended change to make. Number 7, when in doubt, leave it out. TNC's list assumes we have access to recycling our trash to begin with and encourages consumers to leave out items that are not obviously recyclable. Recycling saves almost 16 million tons of carbon emissions every year and especially keeps more trash out of the landfills. In our area, raising awareness about the importance of recycling will be helpful. Since recycling is market-driven like anything else, easy access may ebb and flow in less populated areas. We can stay tuned to how and where it is available and follow the most important tip from the Nature Conservancy of all. That, simply put, is small, consistent changes go a long way towards making a big difference in protecting the planet all the time, not just on Earth Day. With appreciation to the Nature Conservancy and John Fisher, their senior conservation scientist, for the information in this report. For Allegheny Mountain Radio, I'm Amanda McGuire.